I want to talk just a little bit about the conditional nature of salvation. You know, conditional statements is the foundation of all logic and computer programming. Usually a conditional statement has an if in it and a then in it. We might tell our children, if you clean your room, then we'll go to ice cream. If then. Or if you wash and wax the car, then you can use it on Saturday night. So sometimes the if and then is left, or then is left out, as in you wash the car, then you can use it Saturday. Both parts of that if-then construct can have compound conditions. You can say if this and this or that, then certain things will happen. Hebrews 3 has a couple of really good biblical examples of a conditional statement, and we'll relate that to our salvation. There are a number of religious groups that don't think there are any conditions in salvation. It's unconditional. But we'll see in our lesson that it does. Verse 6 of chapter 3 is the first one that has the if-then in it. Paul is writing to Hebrew Christians. In verse 1 it says, "Holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling." That's who he's talking to. But verse 6 says, "But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope until the end." Now, down to verse 14 has the other one. It says, "For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end." The condition of being part of the house of God or being partakers with Christ in verse 6 and verse 14 is that we hold fast in both of those. Hold fast means to get a firm grip on. So how do we hold fast? How do we hold fast our faith, our belief, our convictions in Jesus Christ? Well, I think the author tells us. There in verse 6, he says, Christ was a faithful son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast of our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end. There's a focus on the end. The end might mean the duration or the goal, but in either case, we need to have our focus on the end, whether it's having a whole life full of faith and trust in Jesus or God, or just we're focusing on heaven. And the question is, are we focusing? Are we keeping our mind every day focused on the end? Secondly, down in verse 12, it says, "Take care." The second way that we hold fast is we take care. We take care not to have an unbelieving or an evil heart. That can happen, can't it? We can have our focus on the end, but something can happen to us in our lives or happen to our families, and we can take our eye off that goal and we'll stop taking care. Here, we need to take care by involving ourselves in a personal study and prayer and meditation every day. The third thing we can do is encourage each other. Verse 13, "But encourage one another day after day, as long as it's still called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." Could that happen to one of us? Could one of us have a hard heart and become deceived by sin? I think it can. And we need to be encouraging one another every day. I think Doug mentioned that in his lesson tonight about leadership. We all need encouraging. Every one of us, if you're like me, we all need encouragement to be involved in faithfulness. We need to look around. I haven't been here very long. Maxine and I just moved here a little while ago. But we already know that many of you suffer with problems with illnesses. And I'm sure there's some that have family problems and other kind of issues that you know better than we do about that. So look around and encourage those who are having problems. Reach out to someone who is not really in your normal circle of close friends. Jesus also used a conditional statement back in Mark chapter 15, chapter 16. He didn't have the if and the then in there, but I said earlier, sometimes they're implied and not really given there. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, Jesus says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned." What are the conditions that Jesus says is necessary for salvation? It's obvious. It's belief and being baptized. You computer programmers and logicians in here know that both of those conditions have to be met because of the "and" in between them before the result can be obtained. So you have to believe and be baptized in order to be saved. So how about you? Are you holding fast? Or have you believed and been baptized? If we can help you in any way tonight, fulfill the conditions of salvation, then come forward as we stand and sing.